גופו וכזיין. Okay, today I want to discuss something which is off the beaten track, but it's an important, it's a very pretty nitziv. So I think it's an important yisod, which is not limited to nitziv. The nitziv articulated it. Not our story. But since we we'll see in a few minutes that the sugya over here is the basis for numerous halachas. So again, it's not really our sugya, but we'll take the opportunity to go on a tangent. We're going to focus on the brayse, Tanur Rabbanan. Right, last week we discussed that this Tanur Rabbanan is, it turns out to be an esmachta, right? Certainly the Gabi Brachos is an esmachta. So the price is moved on to really Tanur Rabbanan. Kodesh Yilul Hashem. Pasuk L'Gabi Peiris Rivoi, Neta Rivoi. Malabi Chetunin Brachu Lefneim Lachreim. Pashas the Wittelim Shad is that since Peiris Rivoi are going to be eaten in Yerushalayim, so the Torah refers to what is Kodesh Yilul Hashem. Kodesh Yilul means they're Kodesh to give Shevach. Is that correct? They're Kodesh to be eaten. The Kedusha of Peiris Rivoi is that they're eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Torah apparently calls Hilulim a Maisachil can be called Hilulim. How can a Maisachil be called Hilulim? Because a Maisachil involves two brachas. Milamein Shetuni Brachot Nemechrayim. If the Torah calls Yachila Hilulim, then Achila, thank you very much. If the Sina Shevach, nope, so it must be that when it's saying in brachas. Mikan Amar Bikiva, also the Odom Sheyitim Klum, Koidem Sheyivarech. Achreim discuss that when the Goyim and Tzlach discuss what Rabbi Kiva is Moisif. Mikan Rabbi Kiva also la'odim shiyitim klum koidim shiyivarech. Pashtus is Rabbi Kiva's Moisif either some kind of Isur, or Rabbi Kiva's Moisif that this is a din bechlal. The lamed shetun and brachos name achreim means that Peiris Rivoi require brachos. So a person could argue something which has a Peiris that they themselves eating them as a kiyum, eating them as a kiyum in the mitzvah, so you make a bracha on it. So that's why it's called hilulim. So mikan Rabbi Akiva, no, this is not a din. I think the Gemara entertains this as possible. Mikan Rabbi Akiva, oslam shidim klum. That the Torah referring, it's a regular masa achila. It's not a masa achila which is miyuchad for Peiris Rivoi. It's a regular masa achila which requires brachas. The regular masa achila is called hilulim, must require brachas. So also, if you include quite a few brachas, it must be a bracha in addition. You bring the same muzzle, a bracha we showed as well. Alright, so again, as we discussed last week, so if it's a, except for according to Rabbi Nachos, and Rabbi Misir Leon, and Rabbi Nachanan, it's in a smach. So Gemara says, "Vayi kodesh lulim lochu dosa, lochu dosa." I'm a boyle chad damar achmona achle honor achle. Ve'idach damar ton shir ton chilum, v'she'in ton shir ton chilum. Ochi v'shmul benachmenu v'yeresed damar v'shmul benachmenu v'yeresed minayin she'in erim shira. Ela layayim shenemar. So Gemara says, but it's we learn two other halachas from Kodesh Ilulim. One is halacha of pidyon. Again, the halacha of pidyon, Rashi says Ilulim loshen chilulim. One could suggest, it's a little bit hard to understand why we'd make a drosha Ilulim chilulim. So we couldn't explain, in addition to Heimeches Mechavishalfim, is that pidyon is also a form of shevach. Pidyon is an expression of kedusha. You only pointed that which is kodesh. So hilulim, how does one give shevach with these peiros? Kodesh hilulim Hashem. These peiros give shevach. How do they give shevach Hashem? So if we make brachas on them, like a special bracha, right? The Lulam Hashem, the bracha Shevach. But the Gemara is saying that we have other drushas. So one drusha was by being mechalad, by doing pinyin. Pinyin expresses that this is never kodesh, and it requires pinyin in order to be able to eat it. So pinyin is an expression of kedusha. And lavdavki, pinyin by bottom also, pinyin by karak also. But pinyin can be expressed without being nice and shame. In other words, without being pointed, I can't touch it. So the pinyin becomes an expression of kedusha. You have the gami pidyon aben. Pidyon aben, the whole din is a pidyon. You're not except for telling the svarim, you're not even removing a kedusha. The pidyon mamish is expression of kedusha. So that's kodesh ilulim achlei v'hoder achlei. Meidach, this is what we begin to focus on now. Meidach, that kodesh ilulim means that that only tifanim, only wine. The fruit that you bring up is the fruit that is associated with giving shevach to Hashem. Kodesh, hilulim Hashem. What is kodesh? That which is usually used to give shevach to Hashem. Rashi says, So kodesh ilulim, according to the Manda Omer, this is that holds kerem revoy. This is the makor for kerem revoy. How do we know that yayin is the dover shemehalin boy? So Amr Rab Shmuel ben Achmed, Rabbi Enoson, V'nayin Shem Shira El Ala Yayin. Because the Moshe of Yosef. Mikan Shem Shira El Ala Yayin. Misameach, how is it Misameach Elekim? Misameach Elekim means that we're saying Shira. Right, so the Moskunas HaGemara is that if you hold Netta and voice, you got kind of an extra Hilul and you can learn Brachas from. But if you hold Kerem Revoy, the Mekor of Kerem Revoy is Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. So again, we have a comment from Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeli on Rav Yenisa. She'ein oivim shira ela layayin, because yayin was that which the gefen was misgoem, that it's misameach elekim. So if other things could be misameach elekim, then the gefen wouldn't take it as a source of pride. So it's a double portion from the marshal in Shaftim that the gefen is unique in the sinas in being misameach elekim. The gefen is unique in misameach adam. All right, so that means that ferments much more easily than other things. So it's Mesameach Anashim. So that was its unique thing. Right? Especially in the context of the other things that were there. But if it's Mesameach Elokim, so it has Mesameach Elokim, so that's the Makor. It's a Gilei Milsa, She'ein Erem Shiri El Yayin. So therefore, Yayin is the Dara Mahal Hashem. What does it mean? Ein Erem Shiri Layayin? It's a Rashi. So Tosfos says, Ein Erem Shiri Al Shum Achilas Mizbeach. kiyim al yayin. There's nothing else that the mizbeach takes without a shir. In other words, the shir is always b'shas nisuch yayin, but there's no shir otherwise. The Tosfos says, but it's not ironclad because there's halal b'shas nisuch. So lamb shops should also be right. Davishim halal boy. Why not? I say halal b'shas is a korban pesach. So Tosfos says, "V'shas achilas mizbeach." All right. And that's practically the word of the shir shol yoyim. The Gemara there. So l'chaver, that's the Gemara. Gemara that did that in terms of achilas mizbeach, the only thing that mizbeach consumes that requires shira or that is mechayim shira is yayim. Dara to and shira. So kodesh shilulim again. What's your whole carry revoy? This is takan drushim. Your whole carry revoy. It means that you've darshan kodesh shilulim to me that we are mekadesh. Because Baruch Hu asks for mekadesh on your day. Bring it to Yerushalayim and the mechalim Yerushalayim eating Yerushalayim hilulim. What's hilulim? There's a fruit called hilulim. The fruit that's called hilulim is the fruit that when the mizbeach takes it, you have to give shira. Right? A little bit, the last piece, a little bit strange. No. When the mizbeach takes it, that's why it's called hilulim. But that's the chayim pshat. Okay, so then we see that there are at least two other mahalchim in the Rishonim in this idea of hilulim, which expanded beyond the din of achilas and mizbeach, which becomes a negei lamasa. All right. Now we see the Gemara Pesach. So the first Mekor, I don't think I put in the Mekor, but it's quoted by the Netziv, which I see inside. Yeah.
Going there, going to the kind of
So, when the lady sent to Rebbe this this kind of drink, Shifra Bar Klesar Bogni, so he said, this is good enough, this kind of a thing. Yes, the Rashbam says it was a weakened kind of a date liqueur. So kigoyin zeh roi lekadeshelo v'leimar lo kol shibis v'sushbochi shavoylo. Then the Gemara says that v'layla tzare, that it gave him a lot of trouble at night. And he retracted Misra and Mephias. He said, does it make sense that a person would give Shevach to Hashem on something that caused him so much tzar? Alright? Now, so what's the significance of this Gemara in our context? In our context, the Gemara equates, the Gemara is asking me whether you can use Kamar Medina for Kiddush and Shavuot. Alright? The Gemara says, "Kigoyim zeh." Right, this Gemara points this out. "Kigoyim zeh." Royal lekadesh, but the leimar love kol shiris v'sushbachi shavoyel. What's the leimar love kol shiris v'sushbachi shavoyel? What's he referring to? You can say lechayim on it. You can use it for a party. What does he mean? Royal lekadesh love. Right, that I know what it means. It didn't kiddush. Right, so he was, at that point he was holding that this that you can use kamar medina for kiddush. Right, halacha lemaisa. So we would use Kamar Medina for Kiddush B'Yayim. We would not use Kamar Medina for Kiddush B'Layim. No, we'll get to in a moment. But what do you see from this din? You see from this din, that the Tziv says this din, Kulturis Shvogel, is the din of Koshel Bracha. And it's a din that we see many, many times. Chazal Rekinveya, that there is a hidur of saying certain brachas al Kos Yayim. Right, where do we see the heather? So we see the heather most blatantly. You see the heather in Bris Milah and Opinion Event. Why do I say it that way? Because when it comes to Kiddush, so we in our minds, you say, well, it's part of the, an extended part of the meal. It's not correct. We'll see that in a moment. But we see blatantly the idea of Kishul Brachas by a chuppah. Why do you have a cup of wine in the chuppah? Why is there a cup of wine in the Vishas Bris Milah? There's no din of having a suda. There's a din of having a suda smisla achar brismila. But there's no din of doing the brismila than having a suda right there. Mamash b'shas bris. So why are we holding a cup of wine? We're so used to it, we don't think it's straight. Well, we're getting married. I have to get it written. So why is there a cup of wine over there? So you see, there's a din. We'll get to Mitzvah in the seventh parak. There's a din of kaisul brach. Chazal rekeveya that certain mitzvahs, certain brachas, are more mahudr if they're said over a cup of wine. If a person gets married and there's no cup of wine, he's married. A person has a bris, not a cup of wine, no a very gavin. Still a good bris, and the shame is still chal. Right? But apparently there's a heeder of the chazal rekiveya in certain brachas. So where does that come from? So the Tziv says this is the makor. Right, this brisa sheibim shiris v'sishbachis davraton shira ibim shira alayayim is the mishameh alekid. So apparently Chazal understood from our sugya, from this brisa, that there's a hidur to say shevach l'Hashem alayayim. So the Tziv says that's what this line means over here, because that's what it's discussing. Well, what's the point of going from Kiddush to Abdullah? So again, you could tell me that I'm making this not correct track. You could say Kiddush to Abdullah is because Abdullah is very similar. The Rambam writes at the end of the Shabbos that Yishem should be kachin b'chnisasa, be kachin b'tziyasa. Right? So you could say Kiddush to Abdullah, separate din. So that's it. Doesn't there's a gap in the logic because kiddush is Mokum Suda, Abdullah is not loved after. But the Nitziv says in the Lanias, I think this diuk is Muzmar. Over here, the Gemara jumps from the discussion of Kiddush Abdullah to Ibn Shuz is Ishbachis. What's that? What's Ibn Shuz is Ishbachis? See, it's talking about a party. Couldn't be a party. Party is a din that you have to dafka wine at a party. Having kumzas. So then you have to have wine. So then that you have to have, as soon as they go, so then Sif says, no, this is the din of Kaisal Bracha. Kiddush, Hamdallah is the din of Kaisal Bracha. And now the Gemara is expanding. If the discussion of Kiddush Hamdallah, then it's simple to Mshat, the Gemara is not a discussion, like the Rambam says, of Kishayim, that's Kiddush Bitsi Yasi. No, it's a discussion whether the din of Kaisal Bracha has different requirements in Kiddush than it has in Kaisal Bracha Bachla. So there's good reason to say that it should have differences. Why? Because when it comes to Kiddush, it's an extra Makor, it's a Chrela Yayin. It's only got to be Kiddush. So this Gemara, according to the Siddur, is saying that this Gemara, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, is expressing the idea that when the Braisa said, Kodesh Elohim Hashem, and from here we learn that Dover Aton Shira Ton Chilu, Mishayin Ton Shayin Ton Chilu, Look at Rishmul Man Achmeni, that Yayin is Misameach Elokim. So the Netziv suggests that that's the Makor for this Din de Rabbana. Chazal understood that if I give Shemach to Hashem and I give it over a cup of wine, that's a greater Shemach L'Hashem. Right? In colloquial terms, is what we call L'chaim. Right? That's what you see. People pick up an idea from Chazal. Right? What's the point of saying L'chaim? So you can give the same brach without, right? Without a cup of schnapps. That's the principal idea. To give Shevach al Kos Yayin could be numerous things. It could be, you could say, because it's Misameach Adam. So a person in a frame of mind is going to give a Shevach more loosely than Riesling without a Cheshbonus. So it's Misameach Elokim. Alright? So that's an important Makor, which again, from the Gemara, I think it's Mukhrat. I'll call Shiras B'Shishbachis. And from the Gemara, it sounds like that the Gemara is saying when it comes to Kaisal Bracha, you can use Kamar Medina. The Gemara equivocated, Rav Yosef equivocated on this particular Shichra. It was Rav Yosef. So he equivocated because this particular shikha, those basa tuva, means that it lightens you up a little bit. Chayv on ishla besumi v'piriyah. Well, it was a little sumi to lighten up. Right? So basa tuva, this lightened them up. Oh, so therefore, it was a good chamar medina. Right? It's not time to be passing chamar medina something. It's not lab davka, not an alcoholic beverage. Okay. Chamar medina means it's a drink that people use to. It's a machlokes, right? When is it a quenchful thirst, a dafka, not a quenchful thirst? It's a machlokes. But if you the Gemara is saying, Rebbe's idea was that since this is basim tuba, so therefore it's good for kashrut bracha. Then he said, well, if it gives you aggravation afterwards, so then maybe it's not. But the point, the idea is that he's saying a kashrut bracha to mechmar medina. What's a kashrut bracha? It's aymer lamshirus shibachas. That's the aside. So when we take a cup of wine b'shas kiddushin, we're saying a birchas erison, a birchas hashevach, a birchas hamitzvah machlokes. We're saying but there certainly is shevach that's being said over there. Right? When you buy bris milah, it's also an extended bracha. So there's some shevach that's being said. So So apparently Chazal said there's a hidur in saying Shevach al Kos Yayin. Right? That's al Shiras Tishbachos. So that, the Netziv suggests that that is coming out from our sugya. That our sugya is lav davka shira that's only said the gabi achilas mizbeach. Right? But apparently from now the next thing I'll say is a shaky ground. When exactly what the Netziv is saying, say one of two ways. Either you can say that it's just a din de rabbanon that's associated with this, or you could say that Chazal learned the Yisod from this din that Shiva is enhanced with the Yai. That's the Yisod region they write from. It's being applied in the din de rabbanon to get context. So it can only be din de rabbanon. Alright? So that would explain something else that we don't know, it's premature to discuss it. But we will learn Mitzvah Shem later on, in the 7th parak, there are halachas of a koshal bracha. Right? A koshal bracha should be in a kos. It shouldn't be in a machleik, whether you can use a disposable cup, because it's not a keli. It's not like this. It would require a keli. There's halachas that a koshal bracha should be mole, not pogum. It shouldn't have been drunk from already. Yeah. There's halachas of kosher bracha requires ituf, right? The next recovering of one's head. And so where did halachas come from? So apparently the idea is that because the kosher bracha is a greater expression of shevach l'Hashem, so therefore when you give shevach l'Hashem, so you don't give over a half cup of wine. That takes away from the chashivas. Right? You don't give a greater shevach to Hashem, so you're going to take wine and put in a paper cup. That's how you give Shevach to Hashem, and then just say the bracha. What are you accomplishing? If you take wine and put it in a paper cup. It's not like this. That's the ituf. What does it require? Another head cover. Because if you take a cup of wine, that means we're being kaveya now. Now we're saying a very pretty Shevach l'Hashem. So it requires a different kind of achana. It requires a different kind of thing. Right? So the kosher bracha in and of itself is expressing that I'm now expressing a prettier and more focused Shevach L'Hashem. So therefore it requires greater investment. Right? So let's say a person can't use water. That's not it doesn't give it more chashivus. Kamar Medina, that's a discussion. What is the chashivus of Kamar Medina? Chashivus Medina is a social drink. Is that chashivus? In other words, it's not really being used for to quench one's thirst. It's being used to relax, to shmooze. Right? People sit down and have a drink together. Right? So the kind of drink that they would sit down to have together. So that is a more chashivus kind of drink. Or others say, no, for carrot. A drink that quenches your thirst, that is more chashivus. It's not like this. Alright, so that's Keshul Brach. But now, more important for us is in the Tzim Se'orah, which leads us to the Shultas, is in Rashbam on the Kuf Vav of the Alchim Sof.
Rashi, says the Rashi, Lichtis Mod Mar Kiddush Rabba. The Machadidu, make Kiddush Rabba. The Kiddush B'yom is called Kiddush Rabba. Ovelay, Sovar, Mai Diyu Kiddush Rabba. So when Rav Ashi came to Mechuza, they wanted to give this big cup, and they said, make the big Kiddush for us. So Rav Ashi did not ask, he didn't know what Kiddush Rabba was. Right? And he hadn't heard the term. But I guess he held it, he didn't be giving him a lot of cover. So he soon translated what's Kiddush Rabba. So that will be minimizing the cover they're trying to give him. So he plays along. He said, look, Mithli Kala, Brachy School, and Rafi Goth and Amiration. He said, whenever we do anything, they run a cup of wine, right? So he figures the Brachy Goth always goes first, right? Like Kiddush, the Goth goes first. Abdullah, the Brachy Goth goes first. Rismila, the figures are like, he's safe, he says Brachy Goth. So I'm a Brachy Goth, they're all getting better. So he held off. He wasn't sure what comes next. So Chazi Lahu Sam Lagoch Nishasi. So he saw an old man sat down and drank. So now he realized, all right, that's what Kiddush Rabba is. Brachy Goth, finished. Right? So then what's Kiddush Rabba? Kiddush Rabba is what we call a Loshin Sagi Noah. It's a euphemism. Kiddush Rabba is nothing. So Brachy Goth, they want to make a big deal. They call it a Kiddush Rabba, the big Kiddush. Right? Because they want to. So what is this? The more says, my Mavarve. Right. Again, they have to separate all the things which cloud up. Kiddush Rabba, so you say Pesukim, so I know what are the Pesukim. That's not, there's no takkana to say Pesukim. That's why some people don't even say Pesukim. Some people begin Al-Kain and Beira, which is really criticizing. In the middle of Al-Kain, there's not even a Pesukim. Pesukim, we say a full Pesukim. Mishmur, Lecharva, Beira, not to say Al-Kain, just say Mekhi Gafim. And say the Al-Kain. At the discussion amongst the Echreiter. Called posuk, it's a sugi and brachas when we come to at the beginning. Called posuk the paskei motion, not paskinah. Can we make new pesukim? So whoever it is, kiddushi rabba is brachat Hashem al kiddush melchum boirei pri gafen. Now what's the kiddush? What is it? So the Tosfos over here says, or at least the way that the Nesivim's pshat in Tosfos, more important to go to the Rashbam. Is that this is a din de rabbanon based on zecher leyayin, right? We have to understand, but there's a very interesting Rashbam on kuf vav omad aleph at the bottom. And the tziv holds the Rashbam as he made a mistake. We'll see in a moment. Probably Rashi he has a Rashba.
Rashi?
The probably as soon as they did. Does the Rashi quote it? Rashi says that Pshat and Kiddush Rabba, Rashi and Rabba, Borpi and Dolphin, right? Well, what are they called Kiddush Rabba? Because it is common to all, to every Kiddush. Every Kiddush is a Borpi Dolphin, so it's the universal Kiddush. Okay, is there anything in that sound? Let's go from the top again. Let's see. Let's see.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll read that to you. Okay,
yes, in a moment. So the Rajbam writes at the bottom. Amr Yudah Barfi Gafin, Asi Kosov the Chamur Bruche Umishte. Asi, he brings Kosov the Chamra, a cup of wine, Ubruche, and he makes a bracha Umish and he drinks, Mishum Kvoid Shabbos. Right? This is a quote from the Sheiltas. The Sheiltas has over here. It was in the Marble Commons. So we know on the Alayayim. How do we know that we make kiddush and wine? And this is referring to kiddush during the day. The Amr of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yehuda son, Minayin shen Amr of Shira el Aliyayin, shen Neymar ba Atayimul and Agefen Echdalti Yisrael and so on and so forth, our sugya. So the Rashbam understood that this Sheiltas learned kiddush b'yoyim from our Braisa, from our if not from the Braisa, from Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Alright, so again, so what do we say? Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni said, Ein Amrim Shira El Yayin. So the Pashto says, the way Tosha says, it's referring to Shira Bamikdash Shira Shul Yayin. It requires Yayin, Nisim. Alright. Then we pointed out that the Gemara of Psachim, based on its interpretation, but it seems to be shot in the Gemara, says that Ein Amrim Shira El Yayin is also the basis for the concept of Bracha Alakos. Okay. Now saying something in between the two Malachim. That the Rashbam understood the Sheiltas, right, from Rav Achid Goyim, as learning Ein Erim Shir El Yayin as the source for Kiddush Kiddush Rabbah, Kiddush El Yayin. Right? So I think this is a very important Torah, so I wanted to spend some time to bring it to your attention. Kiddush B'Yayin is a confusing din. Right. On one hand, there are many halachas about kiddush b'yayin. Right? A person is not allowed to eat until he makes kiddush b'yayin. Right? And kiddush b'yayin has many of the halachas of kiddush b'layla. Number one, not being able to eat. Number two, kiddush b'makom suda. Number three, kiddush halakos. On the other hand, it is different than Kiddush Belayla, because Kiddush Belayla, if you don't have wine, you use pas. The Pesach Lava. Right? Kiddush Belayla is really very, very different. It's not a very big God. Kiddush Belayla is a bracha and Kiddush. Right? It's a bracha and Kiddush. Right? Bracha and Kiddush. Bracha and Shabbos. And the bracha that we, the Kiddush B'yayim is really the only way for a gofer. We sometimes don't realize it because there are minhagim to make to say psukim. So people get confused. But if you look at it straight, Kiddush B'layla is a bracha b'kadosh Shabbos. Kiddush B'yayim is there's nothing there. It's just a word for a gofer. So on one hand, it looks like Kiddush, sounds like Kiddush, right? And easier to eat before you make Kiddush, Kiddush B'makom Suda, right? And if there's no wine, we have to have something in Chamar Medina, right? On the other hand, it's nothing. That's a boy for your gofen. That's not Kiddush. What's Zechre Le'ayin? Living Masgir Le'ayin? So, the Kiddush Rabbah, Tzorach Iyun Gadol, what is Kiddush Rabbah? Where does it come from? So when you go through the sugyas, you see that Kiddush B'Layla is a din de'raisa. Zechrei Olayayim is a din to say to Mekanish Zechor is Yim Meshavas Lekanish. Alright? It's a din de'raisa. Zechrei Olayayim is a machlokes Rishonim, whether it's a din de'raisa or din de'rabbanan. There's a further machlokes whether one is mechuyev to drink the wine of Kiddush B'Layla. Because the Iker Din Deoraisa is Achrayu Zachor Vishim Shabbat Kadosh. A person comes home from Maariv, has already been kind the Din of Kiddush Midin Deoraisa. What's left is the Kiddush Midin Deorabanan. According to Rabbi Shem Zachor Elayayah. Right? And then Chazal Misakin Dinim, that Zachor Elayayah to be B'mokim Sudah. Then Chazal Misakin Dinim, that the Jesus to eat until when is the time of Zachor Elayayah. What Kiddush be Yayin? There's no bracha on Kiddush. Chazal or Kiveya, before you eat, you make a burping of. And then they transplanted many of the halachas of real Kiddush onto the burping of. Isur Lechol, Tayyim HaKadosh. Right? But there's a whole different din. We know that the Kiddush B'Yayim, you're only mechuyim in Kiddush B'Yayim after the Achar Tefillah. What kind of a din is that? So, the Kiddush B'Yayim is a din de Rabbanan, but a puzzling din de Rabbanan. What was Chazal's interest? What were they expressing? What do they want us to figure out? What do they want us to, what's going to... What kavanah is supposed to have in your head? You have to make a burping government before you sit down and eat. Kiddush v'layla been said very well. The Torah's kibbeya, the person has to express the Kiddush of Shabbos. Chazal said, and then the Chazal said, there's a heder in expressing it. Some chlasuvim. There's a heder in expressing halakoyis. So that we understand very well. We know what the din is. We know the Chazal, but to say burping government beyond. What is it? Right. You make a burpee gofen before your bris milah, before your abdallah. All right, I understand. That's bracha halakos. Explain it. It's a heder. Shush bracha halakos. But what's the kiddush of Rabbah? Right. You saw that when Rashi came, it was surprised they even called it kiddush of Rabbah. They didn't call it kiddush of Rabbah in Rashi's tent. So that's why I think that this is such an important Rashbam. Rishbam says, based on the Shiltas, it might be a Shiltas. Pashas is a Shiltas. It's in the garden. Rishbam says, Osi kasa de chamra, ubruche, and he made a bracha, umishte, mishum kovit Shabbos. Kedusha Rabbah that didn't cover Shabbos. Lechaleik bein midas Shabbos lemidas chol. The purpose of the burping gofen is to distinguish between the way that you conduct yourself on Shabbos and conduct yourself during the week. Shu inyan shir. You look this up yourselves and make up your own minds how to read this. I would suggest, because being machale between midas Shabbos and midas Chol, that is saying shir. She'ein oirim shira el al yayin. And when you say shira, you should have yayin. V'achim v'forish v'shiltus or v'achigoy. V'parash v'yishma yisra. So what's Rashbam saying? The purpose of the word for your gofen is to say, this achila is a different achila. V'midas Chol and midas Shabbos. That I daven differently in Shabbos, I have to make a bracha, that my davening in Shabbos is different. Right? That's it could be because that's entirely different than Shabbos. It's not the same thing. Right? But when I eat on Shabbos, so look over, it's the same master as eating during the week. Eating is eating. So in order to express that the eating of Shabbos is different, I have to do something. Right? So I make a so Chazal said, do something to show that this is a different kind of a chil. And as a pshat in Kiddush Mokim Suda, according to this Rashbam, is that I need to be miyach in this Suda, as a Suda Shabbos. But it's not a Kiddush Chol. I mean, Rashbam opens up an approach, his mirror. Zmiris might be shiris with shbachos. Zmiris might be part of the shir that a person says in order to be machalik and midas Shabbos and midas Chol. So it could be all miyusin on this idea. That's what the Rishon Lakish to say. Lachavik ibn Rishabz ibn Eschoel. The Rav built a whole mahalach, a tremendous shir, and based on this idea. I don't remember if he quotes this Rishon Lakish. Probably does. I don't remember anymore. But the Rav built it based on the Lashon Rambam, the beginning of the Perek of Tes and Rambam Shabbos. Because there's a strange Rambam. The Rambam says that there, at the end of the Shabbos, there are four mitzvahs that apply to Shabbos. Two are the Arise, two are the Rabbanim. So the Rambam records the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Kavod V'Onig. The Rav shows that Rambam, one of the basic mitzvot of Kavod V'Onig, we discussed last at the beginning of 2 years ago, at the beginning of Kiddushin, that is lachalik, to set aside Shabbos and the rest of the week. So the Rav developed the idea that that's one of the purposes of Kiddush, lachalik. The idea of Kiddush, how even kind of Shabbos making a difference. So the Rav expressed the idea that Kiddush Mokim Suda is not the Mahara the Kiddush, but because you're using the Kiddush to announce Shabbos is different, this meal is different, this is a meal which is the kind of mitzvah of Kedusha Shabbos, of Eidik Shabbos. So the Rav developed that to a great extent in Shittas Rambam. I want to just focus very narrowly on what we see from this bright Marcion. The Rav is mechadish based on a shilta. The Rav doesn't produce it. They go only. That the idea of Kiddush Rabbah is a kiyum in the idea of being mechalek being Shabbos lechoil. The din is mechalek Shabbos lechoil. The Rambam says that muktz is lechalek b'Shabbos lechoil. Shelo yehei hiluch b'Shabbos hiluch lechoil. Right? Shelo yehei diburuch b'Shabbos diburuch lechoil. So the Rambam is saying that is the point of making a bor b'gofen before when it sits down. Lechalek bein midah Shabbos. Bor b'gofen. Bor b'gofen. Man mezaynes. Piece of fish. Shahako. Allah. Why has that come up with this idea? That the bor b'gofen in order to make a difference. Oh. The God to himself. Over here. Okay. Osakas the Hammer. Ubruchei Umishte. You should cover Shabbos. So what's the covered Shabbos? The Chalei ben Midah Shabbos ben Aschara. In other words, and that which they are similar. Achila on Achila. Shehu Inyan Shir. To make this Chila, I think it means. To make this Chila is Shir. She'ein Ayim Shir Eliyah Aliyayim. So you want to make a Shira. What's your Shira? Being machalik between Achila ben Shabbos and Achila Bachal. Could be the Holy Spirit's appearance. So, if you got to say a shira, do it al kos yayin. That's our sugya. Eino shel yayin. Right? Where did the Rashbam get this from? Because there's a shiltas which says, umi nolon al yayin. Sound is very posh. The Netziv says that the Rashbam made a mistake. The Netziv says that this shiltas, this line, Umi Nolan Alayayin, is discussing how do you know that you use one for Kiddush Bechlau, Kiddush Bechlau, Kiddush Bechlau. He said that the Rashbam got a bad girsa, which seemed to show us all one did. Again, Lanias Daiti, I don't understand fully this to say that this is so mukhrach, to the extent that you said that Rashbam had a girsa mutas. I don't know. The way that I'm suggesting the Rashbam is not that much different than the Tziv. The Tziv just said that this line refers both to Kiddush B'yayin and Kiddush B'layla. And the Rashbam says it only refers to Kiddush B'yayin. So for our purposes right now, there isn't that much of a difference. The difference between the way that the Tziv learns Pshat and the way that the Rashbam reads simply is whether there are is in Kiddush Belayla, is it only dependent on Zechreya Aliyayim, Or is there another concept of She'ena Mishira El Aliyayim? It's a big idea. And there's a point to where that the Nitziv went to Pshad, Kiddush Belayla has also been of Shira associated with it. And I'm being a little bit narrower over here, because according to Rashbam, I'm not sure if that's not our sugi right now. When if you ever have a chance to discuss Kiddush, we'll come back to this Nakuda. Right? But the point that I want to make right now is solely that our sugi, that Ein Oirem Shira El Aliyayin, so there are three different comments they're trying to make in this. Tosfos says, Kodshin, Nesachim, right? That's it. And very narrow, only Achilas Mizbeach, that's Pshat. And it is the makor for Shira Shel Yayin Bamikdash. Right? And it's conceivable that according to Tosfos, the Pshat is that the Yayin is Goyer Mishira. It's the Nesachim, which is Mechayim, Achilas Mizbeach. Achilas Gendet is Mechayim Mishira. So therefore, we say Shir Shel Yayin. Right? Otherwise, it's hard to put it together. Otherwise, you can't say that Hashem was Mechayim as a Shir, and therefore he was Mechayim Nisach Yayin. That's not correct. Torah says you have to do Nisach Yayin. Right? Shira is when Chazal darshan later on. Right? So in Tosfos, is the Yayin is being Mechayim the Shira. There's Nisach HaYayin. So by Nisach HaYayin, there's an opportunity to Mesamech Elokim. It's a different concept. Tzarechin, what that means exactly. The Bishas Nisach HaYayin is Din of Shira. Right? Not for right now. Bishas Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos is a Din of Simchas based on being Mesamech as well. Right? So just like Bishas Nisach HaMayim, that's Mechayiv Simcha, Shchitas Karban Pesach, Mechayiv Halal, so Nisach Yayin on the Mizbeach is Mechayiv Shira. But then we see that the Gemara expanded this idea farkerev, did it differently. That Shira's Mishish Bochis can become more Mohuder ala Yayin. Exact opposite. It didn't take Shir Shel Shvachos, whatever it is. Pinyin Ben, Rismila, Chazal Rikaneh, Rismila, say Shevach. By Kiddush, say Shevach. Torah is Machayv Lagavi Kiddush, make a Shevach Lashem. So I want to be Mahadev that Shevach. So I'm Kaveh Aliyah, it's for Kerith. But according to the Tzivs, Pshat the Gemara, it's based on this Dirosha from Shevach. And now we're saying that Rav Achim Goyim learned that Kiddush B'Yoyim was the idea of making Kiddush B'Yoyim ala Yayin is based on this. Let's just put them together. Because Kiddush B'Yoyim is a din of Shira. What's the Shira? Bin Mechalek bin Shabbos L'Choyel. Person eats b'chol, he's eating because he's hungry. He's eating b'chol is to be for avodas Hashem. But eating on Shabbos, the ma'isa chila is a ma'isa kovid. Different. If a person is a big tzaddik, and every single time he only eats l'man kvod shemayim. Afal pikein is achila is in order to provide and facilitate avodas Hashem, right? The highest cover, right? But now we're saying that. Sorry, but now we're saying that the achila on Shabbos is the achila itself is a ma'isa mitzvah. That's partial because the achila itself is a ma'isa cover. So when do we express this difference between the covered Shabbos, the achila b'Shabbos, achila b'chol? If Chazal were Kaveya, do something to express the difference. Nope. So the Rashbam finishes off. We could have argued either way. But the Rashbam says the Pshat and the Rachay Goyim is that expressing this distinction is a Shira Lashem. It's part of the expression of Kavod Shabbos. And if you want to be Mahadar, your expression of Shira, Kaveya Aliyayim. So the Burpi Gofen, the fact that I'm making a Burpi Gofen, B'mokim Suda, right? That's my expression of, that's my Shiur. I want to, Chazal say, express the difference between the meal and Shabbos, the meal and rest of the week, so do it on your day, Burpi Gofen. Now, can we say that the Rav explained that this is really the idea of Kiddush Lechal? Kiddush Midin Neiraisa. The Rav explained this in the Rambam. Is Lechalek. So what does it mean? What do you mean you're Mekane Shabbos? So the Rav explained that Mekane Shabbos means that everything that I do in Shabbos is different. It's Man Kvay Shemayim. So the Rav said the reason why you have to have Kiddush Mokim Sud is Davka for this reason. So when you sit down to eat Friday night, you're saying Achila and Shabbos is different. But it's based, it can be based on this Mishbam. Mishbam is a little bit stronger. That itself is a Shiva. Right? And that's what we suggest. This could be the source for the idea of Samiris. Right? Any Midik Yisrael will be based on something that's that you find in Allah. So the Tziv, we'll finish off with the Tziv, is a very pretty book. He says, what is the nafkamina between shtiyas yayin what is the nafkamina that would come out if we learn Kiddusha Rabba from this Shiltas, our Sugya, as opposed to Koishal Bracha? Or better yet, as opposed to Koishal Kiddush. Kiddush Balayim. Let's take it straight. Make it easy. What's the difference between the Koishal Yayin Biyoim and the Koishal Yayin Balayim? Right, so one difference we know, Chamar Medina is an option for Kois Shal Yayin B'Yoyim. It's not an option for Kois Shal Yayin B'Layim. Another nafkamina that the Mitzvah says, there are Rishonim who say that Mole Lugmog is enough for Kois Shal Yayin B'Layim. It's not good enough for Kois Shal Kiddush. Right? We don't pass on that. Maybe we pass on that. Well, it was good enough for Kosher Kiddush B'Yayim as well. So the Tziv says, what could the basis be for the different for requiring Shtiya of an entire Kos Shabbos morning and only a Mole Lugma of Balayla? So he suggests, he takes the idea one step further. Because Balayla, it's clear that the Shtiyas Kos is just to enhance the Bracha. Right? Mekanesh Al Kos, Zachreyu B'chnisosim Shtiyas Kos. Say the Bracha to you. None of it. Zachreyu L'Yayin, B'mahanarit, by saying the Kos of wine. So, if I were to make the wine, the Bracha, enhanced Bracha, alright, so I take it, a taste. Mikalachayim. It gives the bracha shiva. It's not just a fleeting bracha, it's a bracha. Because it gives the bracha the bracha more substance. It gives the kiddush more substance. It takes it. Makes it into an event rather than just a bracha. But the purpose of kiddush v'yoyim is to announce that this achil is a different kind of achila. So then I have to have a substantial achil, a substantial shtiyah. The purpose of the kois b'yoyim, the Tziv says, is in order to actually have a ma'isa shtiyah, a ma'isa achila, which is going to be, through which I say this is done l'chvay Shabbos. So he says that's why it requires a more substantial shtiyah b'yoyim. He could suggest similarly that why is Chamar Medina an option for Yayin? It's a little bit different. You could say, well, Balayla, the point is we want to give cover to the Bracha. B'Yayin, we want to have some Maisa, Kavish Shabbos, which we focus on. Right, it's been interesting in half community. Okay, you had a question before?
About making a distinction between Kavod Shabbos and Chol. So we do that by Kiddush B'Laila and Kiddush B'Yom, but what about Shashos?
So the Emes says that Rabbi Moshe says that we should have one B'Shash Shashos as well. Right? But that's not the common meaning, and he's a Shittas Yochim. So the answer probably is that once I was Kaveya, my Achila B'Yom as being different than Achila B'Choel, so then that takes care of the entire day. Right? At night, it was accomplished by saying Kiddush as well. Right? But the Gemara says, and this is probably the answer to the question, the Gemara says that Kavod HaYom is trumps Kavod HaLaila. The Ikur Kavod is B'Yom. So it probably means when we begin the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos by Achila, that's when we have to make this bracha. That's probably the best way to answer. Can I say more? You can say that Shalosh Shudas in and of itself is special for Shabbos. What's the point of Shalosh Shudas? Normally you have two meals a day, right? So Shalosh Shudas is a meal that's specific for Kavod Shabbos. So there you are. Is definitely taking the time. Okay, but again, Sikuma Dvarim is that this idea of Ein Shir L'Biyayin, so there are three halachas, three halachas in the Rishonim. Maybe not the Rishonim. One is the Pashas Achilas Mizbeya, the other is the Nitzim's Diyak and the Mor Psochim, a source for Kodesh Bracha B'chlau, and then the Rashbam, based on the Shildos, the Sabbath is a source for Kiddush Rabbah. Which I think is very important because it's hard to find sources for Kiddush Rabbah. Alright, please, for Tuesday, please continue to the bottom of to Lamed Hayim and Beis, finish the next year to Chutz Minei Yayin. Right? And then I'll have Mar Makomas for you Tuesday morning. And this sugya, it's not really a sugya of halacha, it's more of a very light halacha hashkafa, but came into us to be yadam, so we should discuss it. It's important. And then in Yirtz Hashem, we'll go on to the next sugya on Birchas Yayin, which brings us back to the Mishnah. So we're going to have more mamakomos in this, and you'll have them Tuesday morning. Okay?
Sorry, that's not good in your life. I don't think that's good.